From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Retail fresh potato sales saw a record growth of 12% in dollar sales and 8.2% in volume during the October-December quarter. According to thepacker.com, Potatoes USA's three-month review charts the rise of multiple potato categories, with total store potato sales growing 12.3% in value and 9.3% in volume. Processed potato categories, which include frozen, dehies, refrigerated, and canned potatoes, all saw a double-digit growth in sales and volume when compared to the same period in 2019. The Agricultural Retailers Association signed a letter sent to President-elect Joe Biden with recommendations to enhance the country's transportation infrastructure as it relates to the agricultural community. AgriMarketing.com reports the undersigned ag producer, commodity, agribusiness, and food-related national organizations included detailed recommendations to improve truck, rail, and waterway transportation without sacrificing safety. A group of 70-plus U.S. House members sent a bipartisan letter to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue urging him to allocate specific funding to protect our nation's essential ag workers as part of the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021. One of those leaders, Washington Republican Dan Newhouse, says our farmers and ranchers have been working around the clock to protect their employees from this virus, but they need help. He adds ag workers are essential to our communities, to keeping food on our tables, and to ensuring a strong food supply chain throughout our country. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.